So Cape Town's Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis has advocated for expanding the powers for Metro Police officers to assist in combating crime. This proposal seemingly has been met with support from crime experts. The call for increased investigative capabilities for municipal law enforcement aims to alleviate pressure on SAPS, which faces resource constraints and dwindling detective numbers. Experts suggest that empowering Metro Police could lead to more efficient resource allocation and improved crime detection rates. Now, joining us on the line, we've got Professor Nirmala Gopal, Professor in Criminology and Forensic Studies at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, and Dr. Simon Howell, joining us on the line from the UK. He is a research fellow in the Global Risk Governance Program at UCT, and previously he was a senior researcher at the Centre of Criminology at UCT. Professor Gopal, a very good morning to you, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Suleiman, and it's always a pleasure to be here.
And Dr. Howler, good morning to you and welcome. Okay, well, Dr. Howell is still linking up with us. Professor, if we can start with you, right? Can you just elaborate on what exactly the Cape Town Mayor is advocating and as far as expanded powers for Metro Police?
So, Suleiman, it sounds like there's some ineffectiveness that's happening in as far as SAPS is concerned. That's what it sounds like in as far as the mayor is concerned. So I think what he's advocating for is to give the extra powers, especially investigative powers, to Metro Police. At the basic line, I think that's what he's advocating for. He wants Metro Police to have more investigative powers, which is within the mandate and jurisdiction of SAPS.
Now, are experts in the main in favor of this? What's your own view?
So my own view is that, are we resolving the issue of ineffectiveness, if that's what it is, or are we just displacing the challenges that we're currently experiencing? So I think what I would do is that I would find out what is the purpose for wanting to expand the mandate of Metro Police, and to find out exactly where the inefficiencies are in as far as SAPS is concerned, and rather resolve it at that level instead of displacing. We're not sure at this point in time whether Metro Police will be more effective or effective in terms of investigating crime.
Yeah, that was the question that came to my mind as well, that if you're going to allocate resources to expand the powers of Metro Police, why not allocate those same resources to better equip SAPS? Because by expanding the mandate or the powers of Metro Police, I would assume that you run the risk now of an overlap between what Metro Police is supposed to do and SAPS, and perhaps even turf wars.
That's very possible, Suleiman. But I think before we even go there, remember that for the mandate to be expanded, it has to sit with the correct executive authority has to first, approve for this mandate to be allocated to Metro Police. But again, I want to go back to my original, my initial comment, and that is, what is the current problem? Have we diagnosed what the issues are at the moment? Is it because of lack of training? Is it lack of resources? Is it because the various departments are not cooperating with each other that are responsible for the investigation and the sentencing of offenders, etc.? Once we are able to establish that scientifically, I think then we can make a decision on whether we need to expand the powers of Metro Policing or not.
What is the problem in your opinion? I mean, I think we can all agree that we're not as effective in dealing with crime, generally speaking, as we ought to be. We know what the situation is. What's your analysis? I mean, where's the shortfall? Is it more about resources and budget? Is it more about lack of training? Is it just poor performance, lack of efficiency?
So in my opinion, from my perspective, I think it's a combination of maybe not enough training and the lack of resources. But perhaps also it's a lack of monitoring and evaluation. I'm not sure what our monitoring and evaluation systems are like in as far as SAPS personnel who are dedicated to crime investigation. Are we falling short there? Those are the questions that I would ask. And that's the kind of research that I would undertake in order to establish exactly where and what the problems are.
So as things stand, I mean, this is just a view or an idea that the mayor of Cape Town is floating. Legislation will have to be adjusted. And prior to that, we need to do scientific research to see what exactly is the nature and the cause of the problem before just trying to solve one problem and in the process create another.
That's exactly my perspective as well. Let us first have the results, the research results that point to what the recommendations should be. I think in the absence of that, like you say, we could reinvent the problem.
All right, Prof. Thank you so much for your time and for joining us. We really appreciate your insight and perspective.
You're most welcome, Suleiman. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Professor in Criminology and Forensic Studies at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, Nirmala Gopal, joining us on the line. We seem to have some issue trying to get hold of Dr. Simon Howell in the UK and connecting with him. We wanted to have a two-way discussion. But nonetheless, the essence of it is the Cape Town Mayor, Jordan Hill-Lewis, he's advocating for expanded powers for Metropolis so that they can assist in combating crime. Some experts have supported this, but the concerns that I had in my mind are exactly what Professor Nirmala Gopal seems to have. If you're going to allocate the resources to Metropolis, why not just allocate it to SAPS and empower them? What about overlaps and turf wars? Okay, we've got Dr. Simon Howell on the line. A very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Hi, good morning.
So your thoughts, Simon, right? Because we just spoke to Professor Nirmala Gopal and her concern seems to be that the mayor of Cape Town is advocating for the expansion of powers for Metro Police, but are we not just displacing the issue in take the same resources, allocate it to SAPS or do more research in terms of why the weaknesses exist in SAPS? Otherwise, you could end up solving one problem, creating another, and you could have an overlap and even turf wars.
Yeah, I mean, there is a good point there in that there is, there has been for many years a lot of competition between SAPS and Metro, and that simply, you know, pushing resources around does not actually deal with the issues. But on the other hand, there is also the concern around, you know, within South Africa, different metropolitan police forces have different access to resources and maybe empowered in different ways. So while, you know, I mean, the use of metropolitan police in Cape Town may be more sustainable, in other places it may not. There's not, in other words, you know, they're not all on the same footing at the same time. So there are a lot of issues around this concern, but equally, you know, there's clearly a need and there's clearly a lot of expertise within the Metropolitan Police Services that could be of great use to SAPS if they were more effectively aligned in some way.
So in your opinion, and as per your analysis and assessment, where is the problem and how do we then properly align the mandate of Metro Police and SAPS going forward nationally to ensure that combined they are more effective in terms of preventing and dealing with crime?
I think on the one hand, structurally, there is there's an issue around legislature and the law and the way in which the two have been situated next to one another. Metropolitan Police do not have the same powers as SAPS. And as a result, they often have to defer to SAPS when SAPS doesn't have the resources to deal with those deferments in the first place. So that's the one issue, I think. And then the other issue is often there is a lot of competition or a lot of politics between the forces, so to speak, which undermines policing as a whole. I mean, that's not to say it occurs everywhere at all the same time, but often there is this issue around, you know, between the two or the three forces fighting with each other. So, you know, I think there needs to be some sort of streamlining in terms of legislature and policy that allows them to work more effectively together. And on the other hand, of course, is also the sharing of resources more effectively, so as that they can utilize what they have together to deal with the common issue here, which is crime.
All right, Simon, thank you so much for your time and for chatting to us. Much appreciated.
Sure, thank you.
Have a great day and go well.
Thanks, you too.
It was Dr. Simon Howell giving us his perspective.